ABC Radio Australia.
Well, it's Budget Day in Papua New Guinea, with all eyes on the Treasurer, who will hand down the national budget before Parliament. The 2026 budget, according to Prime Minister James Marape, will be a reflection of the government's priorities, focusing on maintaining financial stability and consistency while strengthening services like health, education and the police. Paul Barker from the Institute of National Affairs says that despite the government earning strong revenue from the resource sector, the government is often unable to control spending. He spoke to Belinda Cora about what can be expected from today's budget.
You've had good prices, good major resource projects functioning, not many new ones, but a number of obviously some middle-sized new ones like K92 paying good taxes. And yet, despite the strong revenue base, as one would expect, you're seeing continued budget deficits. And at the end of each year, you're finding that because of weak expenditure control, you're finding the last month a lot of additional expenditure is happening. And that then disrupts the beginning of the next year. So the first quarter of the next year, instead of spending the next year's budget allocation, it's actually busily paying off the over expenditure from the end of the previous year. And that drags on into the second quarter and really is quite disruptive of each year.
I've realized that expenditure, especially in the public service core group, is really an issue for government.
We need to both better manage the forecast and manage the revenue system. We would do better not having so much of the revenue going into state-owned enterprises, some of which the Kumuls, which seem not to be particularly accountable, but also seem to be able to decide how to spend the money themselves and not transferring the money to either the government or for the government to put into the sovereign wealth fund, which was meant to be the savings and equalization mechanism that the country was meant to have. So money is accumulating in some state-owned enterprises, Kumul Petroleum, Kumul Minerals, and not getting to the government. And then the government instead is borrowing heavily from the international organizations and the domestic financial institutions. So, they're aiming to have a balanced budget by 2027. But as I say, this problem with expenditure control, and that relates also to weak oversight control, weak, audits as well are a factor.
So what are we expecting in this year's budget?
Okay, when one conducts a budget, Treasury try to be reasonably accurate and reasonably, conservative. So in principle, they don't announce things that haven't actually been approved. So they make forecasts on what the commodity prices will be. They shouldn't go and exaggerate what those prices and therefore the revenue is actually going to be. And they also can't go and include projects that haven't actually been approved. They would like to be able to see some major new resource projects that will be able to provide some sort of economic growth stimulus and directly or indirectly some sort of boost to the revenue stream for 2026. But frankly, they won't really be able to do it for 2026 because all those big projects, whether it's Papua LNG or Wafi-Golpu, none of them are in that state yet where they're going to be actually proceeding during next year.